This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From a variety of angles this month, we've been looking at how businesses in New Orleans have fared since the flood of floods 10 years ago. Federal money has helped, so did grants from nonprofits, also partnerships between lenders, big and small. All of this has helped some small businesses regain and in certain cases expand. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noel King has the story.
What's this word right here?
Red.
Red. All right, you ready?
Come on.
At McMillan's First Steps, a preschool, there's a big mural painted on the cafeteria wall. A smiling little boy is held in the air by a doctor, a pastor, a police officer, and a guy in a Home Depot uniform. In another city, that might seem weird, not in New Orleans. Linda McMillan owns First Steps.
This building had a lot of damage after Katrina. The whole first level, we had about maybe 7.5 feet of water in this facility.
McMillan parked two commercial trailers on the playground and held classes there. With the city's education system in disarray, she decided to expand beyond preschool to the fifth grade. But she didn't know where to get the money for a new school building. 3 years ago, a colleague told her about a program called 10,000 Small Businesses, run by Goldman Sachs. The investment bank partners with local colleges to give small business owners around 100 hours of free college courses.
They gave you accounting, marketing. They had different speakers to come out and do the training. I got to know who I was, what type of business owner that I was.
A successful one, as it turned out. When McMillan finished the classes, she was approved for a $586,000 loan. Today, her school has 115 students. Her lender is a small credit union that works in low-income areas. The money comes from Goldman Sachs. She got something else out of those classes, the chance to network with other businesses. And she called them when it was time to expand.
People that does landscaping, master plumbers, people that does signs. With the construction, they had a lady with the demo, Diva Demo. I even used her.
Catherine Jalan Kolscher is the national director of 10,000 Small Businesses. She says she hears stories like McMillan's a lot.
It was unexpected to us that so many of the businesses that go through the program would do business with each other. Nationally, 84% of 10,000 small businesses participants do business with each other.
Overall, 5,000 business owners so far across the country have received free classes and a business loan.
Bakeries, plumbers, HVAC companies. It's important that those businesses are invested in as well.
Jalan Kolscher says they've seen impressive results. This year, Babson College analyzed how companies were doing 18 months after finishing the program. Three quarters of them had increased revenue, and more than half had created new jobs. In New Orleans, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.